Good morning. Have you ever had a day where everything was just going great? You had all of these plans and dreams and goals for your day, and you were just excited to tackle it all. Or maybe you were playing a board game, and things were all going well, and then all of a sudden, you found yourself in last place. Or maybe, this might be a little more familiar, you're playing a video game and you get stuck on the same level and you have to keep doing it over and over and over again. Your day just got a lot worse, huh? And maybe you felt like you just wanted to give up and walk away. I know I've been there. I've even done it. So, when you stopped playing, did you get up and walk away forever? Or did you eventually come back and try again? In last week's scripture, we heard about when Jesus was at the synagogue teaching, and he told everyone how that he was the fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah's scripture. And he told everyone that he was the promised Messiah. Everyone was excited. They were so excited to have Jesus with them and to be teaching them. And things were going great. But as we heard in today's scripture, the more Jesus spent time with them teaching, that excitement kind of changed. They weren't really happy about the things that Jesus was saying. So all of these people that had known Jesus as a child and were excited to have him ended up having him chased out of the town. It even says in the Bible that they experienced rage. So, that's when Jesus decided that it was enough. He figured he needed to walk away and take a break. If I experienced what Jesus did in this story, I definitely want a break too. And I think it's good for us to know that Jesus had moments when he needed to walk away from what was happening. But here's the kicker. The important thing to remember, even though Jesus walked away, in today's story, he didn't quit forever. Just like you didn't quit playing the board games or the video games forever, Jesus didn't quit teaching or sharing God's love, healing, and forgiveness. And because Jesus didn't quit, even when things were very difficult for him, we have a Bible that's full of stories of his life and teachings that help us to know why and how we can live God's better way, just like Jesus did. And as we learn to live God's better way, we also learn to walk away from the bad days without letting that stop us from living and sharing God's better way, just like Jesus did. And that is good news for everyone. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who shows us how to keep choosing your way, even when we're having a really bad day. Thank you for helping us to persevere and to keep sharing your love. Thank you, God. Amen.